KC 107.7, with a nationwide November voting registration week upon us. This week we will be focusing on voters registration. Now, as such, our discussion will focus on the following key issues regarding voters registration, like the following: what is registration, voters registration, what is the National Common Voters role, why is it important to register to vote, who can register as a voter, and where can you register to vote, and also when can you register to vote, and when and where, and how does voter registration work, and also how to check if you are registered and your address in the voter's roll is up to date. Can you register before or after the voter's registration weekend? Should I register again if I registered for the previous election? And also, how can I register if I am not available during the voter registration weekend? This is currently starting then also this weekend. We are talking to Enrico Frederiksen, he's IEC official, about the voter registration weekend promotion. Hello, Mr. Frederiksen, and welcome on KC.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for hosting us.
Can you please explain to us what is voters registration?
Okay, listeners, voter registration is a process where potential voters apply to the Electoral Commission to have their ID number, names, and address included in the segment of the voter's roll for the purpose of participating in any election as a voter. And this means if you want to participate in next year's election, national and in provincial election, then we need your name on the voter's roll for that. Once the application is verified, the voter will appear in the National Common Voters' Roll, and they will be able to vote in the election of next year, for an example. The application is done against the National Population Register administered by the Department of Home Affairs.
You mentioned something about a voter's National Common Voters' Roll. What is it?
Okay, the National Common Voters' Roll is the record of all people who have applied to register to vote with the Electoral Commission, which is divided into verified section and a rejection section. In South Africa, we use a continuous voters' roll. This means the voters' names will be added or removed from the voters' roll, and they will not have to register every time there is an election unless the details have changed. So once registered, always registered.
And can you tell us whether the voters' roll will be the same at all the voting stations?
Okay, this, listeners, I ask you to listen to this carefully. The voters' roll is segmented into voting districts, and it is alphabetically arranged according to the surnames. So each voting station will have a unique copy of its segment, but the VMD that we are using at each voting station will have the entire National Common Voters' Roll on it. How it works, each voters' roll segment is divided into two sections, namely verified section. This contains the names of all eligible voters who qualify to vote, and it includes a voter's full name, ID number and address. Then we have a rejected section. The rejected section consists of rejected voters, for an example, who are not allowed to vote for one of the following reasons. Either the person is underage, and I need to explain quickly, you can be 16 to register, but you must be 18 to vote. So if you, for an example, if your birthday, you are currently 16, so we can register you, but next year you will be 17 when it is election time, so you won't be able to vote. Then the other section will be if a voter has applied to be deregistered, or the person is deceased. In such a case, you need to take that up with the Department of Home Affairs. Person is deleted from our national population register, or lastly, the person is not a South African citizen.
And why is it important to register to vote? To register to vote?
I always remind people of the vibe on election day. I'm not sure if you know that vibe. It's a lekker vibe, a lively vibe. And then we found that many people would enter the voting station just to find out that they are not registered, because they want to participate in that nice vibe. So it is important to, whether you think you're going to vote or not, rather register now, when you have the opportunity, then get to election day, you want to participate, and just to find out that you cannot even bring out your vote. So it is important to register to vote. Our voter's roll is used by the Electoral Commission to assist various aspects of the electoral process. And such as election planning as follows. We have pre-identification of eligible voters using the voter's roll as proof of a person's right to vote. So you can't vote if you are not registered. Then we have a planning for voting phase, where we're using the voter's roll as a means of determining where voting stations should be located and how many staff and how many material are needed at each voting station. And then we have a pre-identification of eligibility of candidates, thereby removing the need to prove eligibility for candidates during the nomination period. Then we have an integrity control of credible election, following by a voter education, providing voter register data to political parties and candidates, and then non-electoral purposes, that is sharing data with other government agencies, for such as the Municipal Demarcation Board for demarcation of wards. All of that plays a role why people should register.
And who can register as a voter?
Okay, we have prerequisites for that. You must be a South African citizen. And this means, sadly, that foreigners cannot register to vote. You must be 16 years or older. Important if there's one of the following form of identification, either a valid green barcoded ID document, smart ID card, or a valid temporary identification certificate. It must be valid and registered in the prescribed manner.
And where can people register to vote?
You can vote at our local offices. We are open from Monday till Friday office hours. And in every municipality there is an office. Then you can register to vote in person at the registration station in the voting district where you live in. We will be open 18 and the 19th of November. It is tomorrow. From 8 till 5. Where you can also go to register. And you can also register online at registertovote.elections.org.za.
Mr. Frederick, sir, when is the right time to register to vote? Can one register before or after the voters' registration weekend?
Listeners, the registration is ongoing. So you can register at any time whether an election is taking place or not. However, to vote, you must register before proclamation. An example, before the voters' roll closes for the election, by the president officially announcing and gazetting the election date, that is proclamation date. So before that happens, a person should register. So hence, we encourage people to register to vote during the voter registration weekend, which always happens before proclamation. We have one this weekend, and then in February, we will have another registration weekend. And even if you are registered, remember to check if your voter's roll address is up to date.
And can you explain to us also how does voter registration work?
The following principles will ensure that each applicant registers at the voting district or ordinarily resident. So voters may apply for registration in a ward or voting district as determined by the address of ordinary residence. So you give your address, and based on your address, it will be determined what voting district or ward you are going to vote in. In order to accept the application at a specific voting station, the physical address provided by the voter must be located inside that specific VD. If the voter's personal details are incorrect in the ID book, he or she must effect the necessary change at an office of the Department of Home Affairs, for we won't be able to assist you in that.
And how can voters check, you mentioned something earlier, if they are registered to vote?
We have various options there for the voters. So you can go to our website, www.elections.org.za. You can send an SMS to the following number, 32810, and it will cost you 1 rand. Or you can call our toll-free number from any landline. It's 0800-11-8000. Currently, we're operating from 8 till 5 in the morning, till 5 the afternoon. Our IEC application on a smartphone, you can access that on your laptop, on your iPad, or you can have a chat with our chat box on WhatsApp. Number is 0600 88 0000. Lastly, you can come to the voting stations this weekend, the 18th and the 19th of November, and we will assist you with that.
And should I have to register again if I registered during the previous election and elections?
A voter will be required to re-register or update their registration details only if the voter has changed their place of residence, moved from address, or the voter has an incomplete or no address. As I said earlier, once registered, always registered. Also, voter is being issued with a new ID number, which is different from the old one, or the demarcation board has changed ward boundaries. That happens a lot. The electoral commission has changed the voting district, so you're not falling in the same ward anymore or not with the same voting station. And lastly, registered voters may also use the IEC public website to create a profile and update their address details online.
Yeah, okay, that's very interesting, and things that we have to do and to check. What do I do if I find that I am not registered to vote when I check my registration status after the voter registration weekend?
I suggest you immediately visit one of our offices, the one closest to you, or you can go online at registertovote.elections.org.za. And you can register yourself online. And also, you can call our toll-free number. Can I give it again?
Yes, you can.
Okay, 0800-118-8000.
And can you kindly confirm the voters' registration weekend? We know this weekend is one for these coming elections.
Yes, we are excited. We are ready to go. We will be open 18th and the 19th of November. All stations will be open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock the afternoon. And the next one should be sometime in February. We do not have the specific date, but it will be in February next year.
And any last comments from your side? Any important message to the listeners as we wrap up?
Yes, it is important to know, listeners, that in 2024 election, you will be voting where you are registered. If not, you need to apply and get IEC approval to vote elsewhere. Different than in the past national and provincial election, where people could have gone to any station and a form would have been completed at that station, this needs to happen now prior to the election. So please warn the listeners and the voters that you need pre-approval if you're going to vote at the different voting station where you are registered. So inform your families, inform your friends about this change, please. Everyone have a say in democracy, so let's encourage each other to bring out their voice. Remember, you will need your ID, full name, address, and cell phone number. If you want to go online, email address. And if you just want to come and check somebody's detail, bring those details with so that we can check it on their behalf. So the stage is set for us to deliver free and fair and credible election for 2024. Your democracy, you need to own it.
And how can listeners get in touch with the IEC for more information?
We have different platforms for that. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram at IEC South Africa. You can WhatsApp us 0600 88 0000. Call us toll free, as I said, 0800 118 8000. You can speak to an agent there. Then visit our website, www.elections.org.za, or send an email to info@elections.org.za. We will respond to your email.
Mr. Fredericks, we thank you for your time explaining to us about the voter registration weekend starting this weekend. All of the best, and ek weet dit gaan 'n tawe stryd wees vir julle, maar sterkte vir dit wat julle vir ons doen.
Baie dankie man, en baie dankie vir die tyd, luisteraars wat hier afgestaan het, die ore. Okay. Dankie.